Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
It's our year to see the glory of God, because we were created to display the glory of God. We were not created for obscurity, we have said that, but we were created to display the glory of God. I don't know about you, Bazalwane, but it has always been my desire to be able to display the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Let me connect before they give me problems. Hallelujah. Well, I had connected already, and then they decided to switch back to power. So are we good now? Bazalwane, in this church, abekho abantu abangishupha njengabantu abalapha emuva. Amen. So after the church service, if you see anyone with a t-shirt written crew, tell them, please, be kind to our mother. They keep flashing things there, you know, for me to read. And I can't even see further, like I can't see far. I can't see over there. Amen. But okay, I was saying, this is our year to see the glory of God. Somebody say, I will see the glory of God. So it's our year to see the glory of God, and that is what we were created for. We were created to be the displayers of the glory of God. We were created to be those who show the splendor of our God. Somebody say amen. Amen. And then in this month, we have been laboring on destiny connections, and we spoke about the fact that each and every one of us in our life's journey, God will bring about a certain people, and God will also bring about a certain places in our lives so that they can play a key role in making sure that we reach our glorious destinies. Because we have already established that there is not even one of us who was created just so that they can pass time here on earth, but we were all created so that there can be a glorious destiny that we reach, and in that glorious destiny, God will be glorified. So as we journey through life to that glorious destiny, God does not just leave us alone. He brings about certain relationships. He brings about certain people so that then we can be able to have those people play a key role in shifting us from one level of glory to the next level of glory. And this morning, I see you shifting gears. I see you shifting from one level of glory to the next level of glory. I don't know why this morning, but I have this feeling that God, in the midst of famine, God is going to shift our gears financially from one level of glory to the next level of glory. Because if you talk about the glory of God, you are talking about His power, His presence, and His prosperity. So you cannot separate prosperity from the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I believe so much that even as we are talking about destiny connections, there are those connections that God is going to bring our way that are going to shift us to another level, even in the aspect of prosperity. Somebody say amen. Amen. So it's important that we understand that when God says there are supposed to be destiny connections in our lives, He does not only mean that it is people, but He also means that there are places that He is going to place us in, that He is going to cause us to be able to be plugged in those places so that then we can be able to realize the dream that God has for us, which is a glorious destiny. So there will always be defining moments. There will always be defining times. There will always be defining people that you will meet along the way in this journey. And also there will be those places that are defining in your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the church is one of those destiny defining places. And the title of my message this morning is Church Connections. Somebody say Church Connections. Come on, say Church Connections. Turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter number 15. We are going to read verse number 1 to verse number 5. Verse number 1 to verse number 5. The Bible says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and walks righteousness and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. Verse number 4 says, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own heart and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Now, this one challenged me a bit, and I was just thinking about it because this word usually means umashonisa. So, angas nomu. So, someone who lends money to people and then takes ridiculous interest, a loan shark. Mashonisa. Omunyut, but that's my business. Unfortunately, this morning you are learning that your business is ungodly. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Now, Bazalwane, a local church is a destiny connection.
Yes.
That's why God, after we are born again, after we give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, God is very careful to plant us in a local church because it is a defining place. It is a destiny defining place. It is a divine connection. It is a destiny connection. Each time we declare our lives to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and we get saved, we get born again, God is careful to plant us in a local church or to plug us in a local church or to plant us in a local church, and that he calls as him adding us in the church, because church is a destiny connection place. In the book of Acts, chapter number 2, verse number 47, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So if you are a child of God and you are saved, you are supposed to belong in a local church. Why? Because God has that need for you so that he can be able to facilitate the good life that he wants you to live, so that he can be able to facilitate the walk that he wants to walk with you in the journey to your glorious destiny. So God is careful to make sure that daily he adds those who are being saved into the local church. I always say that you cannot separate God from the local church, because he said in his word, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So God is for the church. So God also wants us to be for the church, because God has established the church so that it can be a place of connections, a place where our divine connections are placed. I want to even go ahead of myself and say, God brings about certain certain people in a certain local church so that they can meet each other for the purposes of the glorious destinies that God has placed over their lives. Somebody say amen. So God wants every Christian to belong in a local church, because there is a role that the local church plays in a life of a believer. That's where we are taught how to walk with God. That's where we are taught how to even get to understand ourselves and the walk that we are supposed to walk. That's where even our potential is taken out of us, because many of us have got gifts and talents that are lying dormant in our hearts and in the inside of us. And we need to understand that when God adds us in a local church, it's not because God is bored. It's not because God maybe does not know what to do with us. That is why he has then established the church. And he even said, even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. If the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church, even your church head can not prevail against the church. So there is no way that God is going to change his mind about you belonging in a local church, because there are other churches that are not doing the correct thing, because there are other churches who are abusing us. But God is not going to change his mind. He has already established, and he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You know what? We are in a fight, and the fight is against hell, against the devil and his demons. And however, and Jesus knew that even the gates of hell are going to try to prevail against the church. So let me tell you something. It does not matter which church you have gone to, which church you have belonged to, which church did not do things right. Jesus came and died to birth the church. It is not going to change the fact that God wants to add you. So I always say, change churches, but don't say, I don't belong to a local church. I don't want to be added. Because if you don't want to be added, you are short-circuiting the purposes of God for your life. I said earlier on, when we are added in the local church, we are being planted. And when we are planted, it means that we are going to take root deep, and then we are going to grow higher. Hallelujah. Some of us, in most cases, we give up when the root is just spreading, and we think, this is not for me. And then we end up uprooting ourselves. But let me tell you something, if you can just stay a little longer, God is going to show you that all that I have been doing was just to water you, so that the roots can spread and be firm, so that when you are going higher, when you are shooting up like a tree, when you are growing longer and taller, you are going to be able to be fully established. Come winds, come high waters, come whatever challenges, you will be able to stand. Why? Because you are rooted and you are grounded. So please, if it happens that maybe we no longer preach that gospel that we are supposed to preach, God forbid, or we are no longer walking in integrity like the way God wants us to walk in integrity as the leaders of this church, please change the church, but do not say to yourself, I do not want to ever belong in a local church. When you come in, please be plugged in and take root, because let me tell you something, when God adds you in a church, it is because he is connecting you divinely to a place that will help you to be able to reach your glorious destinies. Many of us came to the local church not knowing that there were certain gifts and talents that God has put in the inside of us, but the church pulled it out of us. The church is powerful. The church is powerful. No wonder Jesus made it a point to say, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Every believer must be added. If you are not added, make a decision to be added, because it is the only way to be able to grow and shoot up in the will of God for your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. So if maybe under the sound of my voice, there are people who have been robbed in the church, there are people who have been hurt in the church, there are people who have been, mishandled in the church, let me tell you something. That was not God.
Yeah.
That was wicked people. But it was not God. God believes in the church. And God wants to add us in the church. And may we allow him to add us in the church. Because, as I said, the local church plays a very critical role in our lives. We are planted in our local churches so that we can be connected and so that we can prosper in our walk with God and also in our lives. For us to prosper in our walk with God, God has established this principle of belonging to a local church. Because he knows that's where we are going to be taught how to walk with God. That's where we are going to receive certain things. That's where we are going to meet certain people. That's where we are going to have our minds transformed. Because the Bible says it is only through the renewing of your mind that you are transformed. And you are transformed from glory to glory. Somebody say amen. But it is through the renewing of your mind. That is why we make it a point in this church that each and every day, we do each and every Sunday and each and every meeting, we don't come, clap hands, cry, roll on the floor and go back home. Then we do that. There is nothing wrong with that. But there's got to be something of substance that you learn from church that is going to cause you to have a week of ruminating, a week of thinking about something. The church is going to give you something to think about during the week, to pray about during the week, to engage God about during the week. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, when I got saved, like, I really didn't understand what are people saying when they're praying, and they prayed for so long. Like, what are they saying? Church gives us language. Church gives us language. It hands us language to say, here is a God that you are walking with. Here is a God that you are supposed to explore. Here is a God who loves you, whom you are supposed to understand, whom you are supposed to know and engage. And in this God, there is so much that you can access. And church opens your eyes to see what you can access in God. And it gives you language. It gives you vocabulary to go and talk to God one-on-one and say, Lord, here I am. And when you have a certain situation and you don't know what to say, you will remember what was preached on Sunday. You will remember what was preached last week. You will remember what was taught last year. Maybe you will even go back to the archives, to the podcast, and you will listen, because you are going through something that has been taught at church before. And church then gives you language. How do I navigate through this problem? How do I navigate through this challenge? How do I even navigate life in general?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, I always say, is underrated. That is why we do not take it even seriously when God says we must be added. But let me urge us as I continue preaching. If you have not been added, please be added. Because it is when you are added. And the reason why you are here this morning, it is because God wants to add you in this local church. And I urge you, and if maybe it is not this one, any other that preaches Jesus as Lord, Jesus as the one who came and died for our sins, let me tell you something. Settle there and just plug in and just be added. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Psalm, chapter number 92, verse number 13. It says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. I don't know about you. I want to flourish in life. But the Bible says that the formula for you to flourish in life, it is being planted in the house of the Lord. So I'm not talking about a pot plant, but I'm talking about a tree. Some somebody say amen. So you must be planted in the house of the Lord and take root deep so that God can be able to cause you to flourish. And it says in the book of Psalm chapter number 52 verse number 8, it says, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. So God likens us as believers who are added in the church as trees that are going to grow and bear fruit. Trees that are going to grow and bear fruit. That's how we prosper in the kingdom of God. It says those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. I don't know about you. Please, for me, I want to flourish. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. So we connect to a local church by connecting with people. So God, when we are saved, He is careful to add us to a local church. And that local church, in that local church, there are people. And when God brings us in that local church, He also wants us to connect with the people. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Some of us, before we got saved, we never used to like people. Can I be vulnerable? Can I confess? Yes. Never used to like people. Or maybe I thought I don't like people. Like, I probably it's because there was just too many of us at home, like 9 extended family, 7 of us and 2 cousins living together, you know. So, you know, you're like, I always have someone to talk to. If this one ain't Dinile, I'm going to talk to somebody else. You know, they're like, there's many of us. I have variety. I can be able to talk to anyone anytime because there was a lot of us. And very close. Mfundisi will always say, those who are couples probably will know this story. He always says that when we first got married, he could not understand because there's just 2 of them in his home. So it was just him and his sister. So with us, like, there's many of us and we have stories for days and we are loud. You know, like, we talk too much. We are loud. We are always laughing. We are always repeating stories. And he used to struggle a lot because just 2 people, like, you know, when you can't talk to this one, you just sit and mind your own business. You know, there is no one else to talk to. So because of that, I think that's when I thought, you know what, which was a very bad thing, Bazana, please don't try this at home. A very bad thing. I always thought, I don't need anyone. I don't care. You know, like, people, man, and now people have got bad mannerisms. People have, you know, like, people. I never used to have good thoughts about people. Hey, my God. But then when I got saved, God added me to the church. And guess what? When God added me to the church, God began to work in me to say, you need people. God began to work in me to say, it's not only what you know that there is, but there is a lot that is available for you. And if you are only comfortable with your own small circle of your own family, you are going to have a problem because I won't only use your family. In fact, if you are a person who says, I don't want a big circle of people like the church, then let me tell you something, you are missing out on a number of people that God can use, because God uses people. And once you belong to a local church, you have a congregation that God can choose from to use for you in your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. So when God adds us in the local church, He is not adding us so that we can just become a number, so that when we are taking steps, you are counted. But God has got a bigger vision for you being added in the local church. God has got a plan for you to be added in the local church, and He has got something that He has already planned for you right there, because each time when God creates something, he creates what it is going to need for survival before he creates that thing. Remember when he created the heavens and the earth, God was very careful to make sure that he creates the sea before creating the fish, because the fish needed to survive in the sea. So same thing with the local church. God establishes a church. In this case, God establishes Builders Church with you in mind. He establishes it in 2004. In 2004, he establishes it in 2004, and yet God had 2024 in mind, because he understood that in that place I am going to make sure that that environment is conducive for this one. If I don't establish this place, this one might even backslide. If I don't establish this place, this one might not even fulfill the purpose that I have for them. I have news for you this morning. The local church is for you, and the local church was established for you, and the local church is good for you. So in other words, what are you saying, Mamfundisi? I'm saying heal and heal quickly so that you can be added in the church, because the church is powerful. The church is a place where God brings about many people so that then we can be able to be taken care of. When God connects us to the church, he's not connecting us to the walls, but he is connecting us to people. He is connecting us to people. That is why we get hurt when the people hurt us in the church. It's because God don't only connect us to the walls, but he connects us to the people. He connects us to even the leaders of the church. That is why when a leader is not walking worthy of their call, it hurts us, because God connects us to even the leaders in the church. God connects us to the people in the church. Without you knowing, by just coming often into this church, you begin to like this woman. And you're like, you know, I never thought I would like someone who says they are saved and yet they wear pink lipstick and white hair. But man, somehow I like this one. But somehow I like this one. God is connecting you. God is connecting you. I never thought I can listen to a pastor who wears sneakers and jeans on Sunday. But somehow I like this pastor. God is connecting. God is connecting you to the local church. God, when he connects us, when he adds us in the local church, when he plants us in the local church, it's not about us, but it is about the bigger picture that God has, because God has a vision for you. You might think even in January we spoke about the a glorious, clear vision, and even God himself has got a clear vision for you.
Yeah.
You are not the only one who has a vision for your life. God has a vision for you as well. And that vision is also in the local church. I said, when God created the heavens and the earth, he created what was needed by what he created next. So even you were brought here because God has already... When you think the messages that we prepare are for who? They are for you. Because God knows you are the one who's going to be coming here. God knows you are the one who is planted here. So God gives us messages that are relevant for you. That is why every Sunday when you come, don't ever say, this message was not for me. Mina, that is something I established in my heart a long time ago, that every message is for me. Even if I don't understand it, I open my spirit for my spirit to catch it, because at some point I will need it. It's going to be in the files of my spirit. It's going to be in the files of my spirit. And one day, God is just going to bring it to a surface. Somebody say amen. When God connects us to the church, he connects us to the people. Listen to what the Bible says. Also, in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, verse number 47, it says, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. We come to church to connect with the people. We come to church to build relationships that are godly, relationships that will take us to the next level of our walk with God. When we come to church, we come to church so that we cannot be people who are general, but we can be people who are significant. The church is powerful. The church brings about dignity in our lives. That even when nobody has ever loved us right, in the church we see the love we've never experienced in our lives. You know, sometimes the church is underrated. As I always say, that the church is underrated because in the church, that's where we get to connect with the people of God, maybe the people of a certain caliber that we have never met before. I always say that the church and the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ through the local church levels the ground. We are able to sit next to people that we don't even know who they are, that under normal circumstances they wouldn't even give us attention, no matter how hard we can try to get their attention. But in the church we are able to converse, we are able to talk to people that under normal circumstances we wouldn't even be close to. We even sit next to them and the pastor says, turn to your neighbor and high five your neighbor, and you are high fiving someone who can pay your salary. In the church, let me tell you something, in the church you get to see excellence. Because some of us ekhaya go wrong. Ekhaya go wrong. Ekhaya, you sleep wherever you want to sleep. You leave the plate wherever you want to leave it. Ekhaya, nobody cares. The one who gets home first is the one who eats. Even if they eat everything, it's okay. It doesn't matter. First come, first serve. Ekhaya, nobody cares whether you are okay or not. All of us are minding our own business. But when we get to church, we get to see excellence. We sit down and we observe. And while we sit down and observe, this thing comes in us. Because some things are taught and some things are caught. So when you keep coming every Sunday, even though you are going back to an environment of that is not so excellent, even though you are going back to an environment that somehow is toxic, but somehow this thing every Sunday, every day you come to church is affecting you. Every day this thing is beginning to work in the inside of you. You don't know why. When they don't want to wash the dishes, you end up becoming a slave because now you can't stand a place that looks like a normal human being don't uphold. Mama. Yes, why? Because the spirit of excellence has come upon you. The church. In the church. Others have never experienced love. I will never forget this story of a lady a long time ago. She's still in our church in Delmas. A long time ago in our church, she came to church. I think she had been there for a month or so, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember the time frames. But I said to her after the church service, I hugged her and I said to her, "You look beautiful." And she cried. I said, "What's wrong? Why are you crying? What's wrong?" And she said, "No, it's because no one has ever said I'm beautiful." The church. The first time she heard she's beautiful. And then after that, she began to flourish. She began to even look as a new person. Have you ever experienced someone who gets saved and then you don't remember them getting saved, but they get saved and then the time goes by. And then when you see them, you can't recognize them. Yeah. Hey. You know, sometimes when we look at the pictures, yeah. Hey. The before and after. There's a pastor who once said, when abazalwane begin to ukutibaqhome, what we are going to do, we are going to put the before and after on the screen and say, remember how you looked when you came. Before and after picture. Because the local church is a powerful place where you meet people who are going to affect your life positively. It's the local church that even myself, because as I said, God adds you to the church and then he causes you to meet divine connections through people in the church. Let me tell you something. I have a testimony about the church. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for the church. I wouldn't be doing what I am doing today if it wasn't for the church. I wouldn't be married to this handsome man. Hallelujah. That I am married to, if it wasn't for the church. It was because of the church that I knew I could be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of the church. Because of the church. Yeah, I met my husband at church. From two different worlds. Two different backgrounds. Met my husband at church. The power of the local church. Someone that you would have never met. The roads were not going to cross. No, we even liked different things. We looked different. We were from different backgrounds. Everything was just except the blood and the church. Others did not even meet their spouses at church, but it is because of the blood of Jesus Christ that you met the person that you met, and that they even gave you attention. They were not even going to give you attention if now we are when you met this person, and it was because of the blood of Jesus Christ that you were able to even say, excuse me. It gave you boldness. The Bible says when some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, we remember the name that adds us in the local church, and we are able to do things we never thought we were able to do. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, when some trust in their pockets, ukshela. Tinastempikas. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always said I look. I love shoes, ne?
Yeah.
Love shoes. So, ningang touch. So, before I got saved, even after getting saved, I always said, "Mina, and you to approach her for a big cartoon sack." Frank Allen. Umfundisi wafika with the worst shoes. Hey, you two of your dealer now. Hey! To teach us that it's not about the outside appearance, it's not about certain things, but it's about the blood. Let me tell you something. I looked at the shoes and I was like, my Jesus. Mighty warrior. The kind that makes you speak in tongues. Alaba shaya. Saya. Makes you want to bind the devil. And you are binding your glorious destiny. What figure? Cutting it in its chops. That's an effort. That's in the devil be lying. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in their shoes. Times of uncovering a statue, where there is no blood, we do not pass. Came and all right, to cut a long story short, and then shame, and I was like, I know Yazin in the right la angbon gash. How many did I sleep? I did not, because come on, the blood. Lelel, abanye abantu bashela ngeyimoto. Abanye abantu bashela ngeyikathulo. Abanye abantu bashela ngeyimali and whatnot. Let me tell you something. Don't be scared. When God directs you, I'm a living testimony. It's not like I heard someone, you know, I heard someone say, belokubethi indoda must. Bena mina ngifunike ngoba ubaba akisheme ngitsheleke kuleli sonto sinomfundisi asifuni ngabo baba thina siyabahlonipha ubaba siyabathanda and asifuni ubaba bazi ukuthi they are our heads, they are in fact we appreciate them. Abanye basematsholeni obaba are here today on a Sunday morning early 8 a.m. here lifting up their hands praising God. They are to be appreciated. But respect aboba. Lalelake. Bengikuphike indoda must. Indoda must. And then someone asked a question that I loved so much. Uthi njengoba wena uthi indoda must unani? Yeah. Wena ke uthi indoda must. Awusitshengise yakhe must. So ke bazalwane. Indaba yendoda must le. Lapho abantu abanalutho. So that's why ke abantu sebeshela ngezinto ke manje yabo. Sebeshela ngezinto, bashela ngezinto. But when you are a born again Christian, let me encourage you. And ke bazalwane, mina I did have things. It's to a certain extent, to a certain degree, was employed working in the corporate, nice job. Car and I love shoes, so my shoes. One day I will tell you a story about my shoes and coming to Builders Church, which was Butlin Christian Center back then, because the church started end of August. We got married in February, beginning of February, and I came with my nice shoes. I had to overlook the shoes that was next door by reason of the blood. With my nice shoes, and it rained. In that shack, there was 7 of us with my nice shoes, and it rained. So my heels were going right in the mud. God was dealing with me. But I believe that I will have shoes for days until I don't know what colors do I want. Hallelujah. So again, ndaba yami la ekuthenini local church connects you to people. And as I said, I was sharing with you my testimony about the church. God brought umfundisi to the church that I was in. That's how we met. And I was showing you how different we were. But now we are like this. We are like the same person. But we were so different. So let me tell you something, please. If you are single and you are male, if you are a lady, just keep praying and looking beautiful and attending everything that needs to be attended, especially young adults. And God will make sure that singles connect as well. Please, and yeah, singles connect because young adults is both married and single. So attend singles connect. But if you are male, please don't be scared. Be like your pastor. Don't be scared. It does not matter. What matters is the blood. When I take the first step and God is going to help you with the blood. And the blood is going to speak for you. The Bible says the blood of Jesus speaks. And it says it speaks better things than that of Abel. So the blood of Jesus speaks better than the car. The blood of Jesus speaks better than the shoes. The blood of Jesus speaks better than nice clothes. The power of the local church. It causes someone who is far from you to come near and be able to be accessed by you. God has got someone here to make sure that you reach your glorious destiny. It could be us dishing out the word every Sunday. It could be somebody else. It could be a friend. It could be a companion. It could be someone else who can maybe be an employee that is an employee of choice. Someone who is a blessing in your life. Why? Because of the local church. Somebody say there's power in the local church. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 16. It says, for his body has been formed in his image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. That is the Passion Translation. But we need to take note that not every local church, or rather every church relationship, is a destiny connection. For some of our church connections, when we connect with the people inside the church, we need to understand that it is not every relationship in the church that is a destiny connection. We must be wise enough to discern between a general church relationship and a covenant church relationship and a connection that is divine inside the church, because there will always be those relationships that are ordained divinely by God. You know, when God is able to just put certain people in your path, maybe you begin to serve together with this person and your hearts are knitted together and it is a divine connection, and maybe you build a relationship with this person. Let me tell you something, that will help you to, God will help you to discern such relationships. Somebody say amen. Because God wants us to be united in his church. But as we are united, he does not want us to be blind and foolish about it. Because the church is also a dragnet. The Bible says that when we go and fish, we come back and then we are taught inside the church. It likens us to fish, because when we are being preached to the gospel of Jesus Christ and we become saved, we are likened unto a fish. And then when we are being evangelized to come into the local church and be planted, it drags all sorts of things. Someone even said there can be inside the net, there can even be crabs, and there can be even jellyfishes. So you need to understand that it's not everyone who is here, because other people, as much as you can think that they are added and as trees, only to find that they are just pot plants. So they are not even nurtured in a proper way. And they are people who have not even changed the way that they think and the way that they conduct themselves and the way that they live. That is why in the local church, we need to be discerning, because the church is a dragnet. It attracts all sorts and all kinds. So we need to understand that as we are fish in the sea, as we are fish in the local church, we need to understand that we must be people of discernment. We must be people who are able to discern between destiny connections and general connections. There are people we can't rely on. There are people we can't give our hearts to. There are people we can't open our minds and open our hearts and open our spirits to. So we need to be discerning to say, this one has been brought by God. This one has been brought by God, so that then I can be connected to this one and they are my divine connection. So we need to discern between the general church connections and the destiny connections, because God wants us to be united. So even if we are just in a general relationship, but we must be united. Even if we are just in a general relationship, we must love one another. Even if we are just in a general relationship, we must be able to help one another. But however, God is going to put those that he wants us to connect with, and they are going to play a key and a critical role in making sure that we reach our glorious destiny. Somebody say amen. Amen. We must be united. We must not be blind and foolish. And we must not allow Satan through deception to spoil our connections in the church in such a way that we end up saying, I'm okay, just walking in and walking out. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to connect with anyone. I don't want to be too involved because maybe I was hurt before. Then the devil is busy robbing us when we are saying, no, that church is nice and small and that church is going to grow. What are you going to do when this church grows and there are many people? Are you going to go and look for a smaller one? No, just heal. Just heal. Heal and say to yourself, because God wants me to be here, I am going to play my part. I am going to be connected. I am going to allow God to add me. And when I am added, I am going to develop relationships. I'm going to connect to people. And God is going to use them for my growth. God is going to use them for me to be able to reach my glorious destiny. It's a famous saying in this church, God uses people. And when you are connected to the local church, you are giving God people to use for you, to use for your life, to use for your marriage, to use for your business, to use for even your family. Somebody say amen. Amen. God wants us connected. It is his will and it is what sits in his heart. We have to allow God to add us in the church, because the church is a destiny connection. And our individual connections within a local church must be godly. Because sometimes we find friends in the local church, as I said, it's a dragnet, only to find that the friendships that we are developing in the local church become ungodly. Even though we met at a godly place, but then we become ungodly in our relationships. So let us make sure that whoever we connect with in the local church, our relationships must be godly. We must not go out only to gossip about others. We must not have coffee over the pastors, have coffee over those who are our fellow brothers and sisters. All the relationships and friendships that we develop in the local church, they must be godly so that God can use them, because God cannot use ungodly things. God will always use things that are pure, things that are godly. So if you have developed a relationship with a person in the church, or you have developed a friendship with a person in the church, please keep it godly. Keep it godly so that God can be able to use. Just say to yourself, I wonder what is it that God wants out of this relationship. Have you ever got into the church and you're like drawn to a certain person? It is because God is drawing. It is your discernment in the inside of you that this is a person that is going to be my Elizabeth. Maybe I am also their Elizabeth. This is my Mary and my Elizabeth. And maybe this is the person who is my Jonathan. You may never know, because God places people in certain places so that we can meet them there and be able to be affected positively by their lives. Others, they are not even that close to us. It's just a general relationship because we go to the same church. But by observing them, you end up becoming a certain person. You become a certain caliber of a husband because you observed someone doing this husband thing in a certain way. And one day, that person will be stunned by the fact that you will say, you know what, when I got to church, I was observing you and your wife, and I could see that I need to make right with my wife. I need to do certain things in a certain way with my wife, because in the church is a place where we are empowered, whether by things that we are taught here here at the pulpit or at the pulpit level, or when we are just mingling generally and we are able to be taught certain things, because others, truth be told, we have never seen marriage being modeled. And you get to church, you see couples walking in together. The other one is carrying the child, and it's not only the mother that is carrying the child. In the church, I call it Ufiko Baba and Yabatando Baba Sontoeni. Ufiko Baba petting gun. Just this morning, Spencer was changing the nappy. A young man who got into this church when he was in grade 8, he was changing a nappy. Yes. But he has never seen marriage. He has never seen fatherhood. But in the church, correct me if I'm wrong, am I lying? Thank you. Abangambona nguthen, I'm not lying. Has never seen marriage being modeled. But in the church, he saw how marriage is done. And today he's a father. Someone who is a teenager watching him, because he's the leader of teens in this church. Someone who is a teenager watching him, observing him, who is like him, maybe who has never seen marriage being modeled. But Spencer is a model that they wouldn't have had in their lives, but in the local church. They see, maybe they always had those who say, "Hey, Tatingani, look, not so cocky." Oh, Zasha, Shanta, Sabu Yin. Never saw any gums on his one is in. Ingane is a. Ingane is a. Ibe wrong. Because mama is not home. And you end up learning those things without you even knowing that you are learning them. Yeah. But you learn them. There's active learning and there's passive learning.
Yeah. Amen.
And you are learning, this thing is being embedded in the inside of you. It's being embedded, and you end up thinking a certain way.
Yeah.
And when you try to remember, how did I learn this? It was just caught while you are growing up watching certain things. So in the local church, God begins to correct certain things, even in our souls.
Amen.
Things that are in the inside of us, but are just in the inside of us, and we end up behaving like how we have been seeing people behaving around us. I was changing a nappy just this morning, and someone is watching. How he sits with his wife.
Yeah.
A younger person is watching. Someone who has never seen it before is seeing it in him doing it.
Yeah.
The couples are loving each other. They are sitting nicely. They are talking nicely. And we encourage love. And something that maybe you always said, this one is not for me. You begin to desire. You begin to desire. Why? Because of the local church. So God adds us in the church. And when he adds us in the church, he adds us so that we can meet people. And when we are around the people, God broadens the network in which he can be able to bless us. We need to be connected, and we need to be united. As I close, let me give you why God has added you and has connected you to this particular church. I'm going to rush through and then we are going to pray. I mean, it is because of the mandate and the vision. That's the reason why. It is because of the mandate and the vision that we have. And that mandate and the vision that we have must burn in the inside of you so that you can be able to live it out there and let God bless you through it. And how can you maintain that? Number one, remain connected and loyal to your local church. That's how you maintain it. Number two, walk in integrity. Number three, honor godly connections in the church. Number four, avoid at all costs ungodly connections. Anyone that you see, this one is not a fish, this one looks like a crab. Just don't connect with such people. Number five, have a good relationship with money. That will help you maintain this place of your divine connection. Have a good relationship with money. Bongani spoke very well when he was taking up offering. So it is important so that then when others are blessed, you are not jealous, because you are also doing what God requires of you in the local church. Because we end up not liking the leaders or speaking ill of the leaders when God blesses them, whereas they are also practicing the very same things that God wants us to practice in the local church. And when God begins to bless the local church, which I said is not the walls, but it's the people, we will become bitter and jealous. And then we don't look at ourselves to say, I did not keep everything that God said I must keep. I did not have a good relationship with money. Yeah. Hence, when God begins to bless the church or bless the leaders, we become bitter and jealous. Yeah. But if we have a good relationship with money, God is going to cause us to flourish in our local church. So with that said, Bazalwane, I encourage you to take the next step.
Amen.
Take the next step and belong to this particular local church. Because I can't speak for others, but as for me and my husband, we vow to walk uprightly before God so that you can follow us as we follow Christ. Connect to other believers. Connect everything that has been announced. Connect. Find an iConnect group to belong to. Find a department to serve in and be plugged in. Be rooted and grounded in the local church. It is the will of God for your life, because this is a place of connection. This is a place of divine connection. In fact, when God brings you to a local church, it is because He is connecting you divinely so that you can be able to be taken to your glorious destiny. Let us stand. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to see His glory. He wants us to reach this glorious destiny. And He connects us to people. He connects us to places. And He brings about defining moments for us. And the church is the place where He wants to add us so that we can be connected and so that we can realize our dreams, and so that God can also fulfill the purpose that He has for our lives. And He wants us to connect to the people. He also wants us to connect to the vision and the mandate. If you are connected to this church, you will see yourself becoming bold. You'll see yourself becoming undeterred. That in the midst of it all happening around you, but you will be undeterred. You will become a person who is determined to build your life, your family, and your calling. Your calling being your career. Your calling being your business. Your calling being whatever it is, whatever sphere of influence where God has called you to. And you begin to be bold in your heart to say, no matter what comes my way, I'm called to build this thing. And I'm going to build it. And I'm going to see it succeed. Why don't you close your eyes this morning and lift up your hands and begin to ask God to help you heal from everything that maybe has caused you not to believe in the local church. Because today you know that the local church is powerful, that the local church is needed in every believer's life. Now you know that God wants to add you. God wants to plant you. Why don't you begin to say, Lord, whatever it is that has been in my heart, any offense, any bitterness, any anger, search my heart. Whether I've been in this local church for a long time or for a short time, or any other local church where I was planted in, but things did not go well. Why don't you take this moment to say, Lord, search my heart. Maybe somehow I no longer believe in the local church or even the leaders. I just come to church because it's a norm. But Lord, today may I receive my healing so that I can be able to get every benefit that you have for me in the local church. So that I can be able to be connected to this place of my connection, to this place of my divine connection. Help me. Help me unlearn anything that may have caused me to belittle the church of Jesus Christ. Help me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Yes, Lord. By your blood, remove anything, any anger, any fear to commit and to connect. I surrender my anger. I surrender my hurt. I surrender my disappointments in the local church. And today, I begin to open up my heart. Help me in my heart to love the church, because you love the church. To love the church and belong to the church and connect to the church, because that's where you have the people that are supposed to be my friends. That's where you have my spouse. That's where you have people who are supposed to teach me how to navigate life. That's where you have people to teach me how to become a godly woman, a godly man, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the church. Thank you that you continue to build this church where we belong. Thank you, O God, that indeed we are planted in this house and we will flourish in your courts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give your name praise for the church. We thank you for the church. We love you for the church. And Lord, help us to be connected. Help us to get rid of anything that causes us not to take the church seriously. Lord, today we know that's where you have placed our blessings. That's where you have placed our connections. Open our eyes to see those that we must connect with in the church. Help us to see and understand the vision of the church and the mandate of the church, so that it can be able to affect our lives, our families, and our callings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that from today onwards, you will indeed use us for the church and use the church for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much, and keep on building.